I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey!
Oh!
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 Oh! Oh, snap.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Man, I swear, man.
The lights, guys!
Yeah. It feels like a TikTok.
Yes! Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. As you can see, we are so excited tonight. Katie, do your thing. Do it again. Come on. Give it to us.
Hey, hey. Yes. AfterBuzz twerk, you know?
Wait, she's
this
literally
is what everybody's
twerking.
Buzzing
about. She's got the AfterBuzz twerk.
She's a hearty
Woo!
Twerk.
Wow.
Thank you. I love that. That was my favorite intro ever. Please do that every week.
Wow.
Every week.
Let's get it, you guys.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Tonight, it is not about the pasta. The pasta. I was about to say pasta. Pastor. It is not about the pastor.
We're used to it.
Yeah,
we're used to it.
I know. I know. That's the name of it. The episode. It's not about the pastor.
But
clearly it was about the pastor tonight. So much drama with that. We have a princess bridal shower, which was so cute. We'll get into that later. Dana and Max are officially a union. And yeah, we have a lot. We missed Pumptini's last week because we ran out of time, but don't worry.
Oh, they were so mad.
I know. We're sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
We will be giving out Pumptini's tonight. For sure, Jerozlyn has some tea for us, so stay tuned for that.
Major tea, y'all.
So much to get into, but first, my name is Rivette Soro, and I'm here with the lovely Jerozlyn Jovan, all the way from New York City. Now she's in L.A. thriving.
Yes, honey, taking over WeHo.
And little baby Kate's to her left. You know her, you love her, Miss Katie Thompson, always turning up for us.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Archie J is back. We miss you
we
so
did miss
much.
You.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be back. I have things to say.
Good. Good.
Yes.
You can start with telling us your overall reaction tonight.
Okay, so I love the episode because it had everything that we wanted to see. It had the action pack. It had the tears. It had the party. Mm-hmm. It had the drama. I was, you know, I am not really that sympathetic when it comes to Jax and his wife-to-be these days. I don't know. Everyone's on their side, but I am rocking with Sandoval. Okay.
We go.
Sandoval.
I got this name right.
I love that.
You're rocking with Sandoval?
I'm rocking with Sandoval. Stay over there.
Yikes. Well, I'm always rocking with James, so I should shut my mouth.
Overall thoughts, Katie?
I mean, I'm always sticking up for James, but on this episode, I might have to... He was being a little rude to Raquel.
Little.
So I'm like, sweetie, no, don't do this to me. But good episode overall. I was not bored. We got less of the new people, which is what we all want. We're looking good.
Pretty much. I was so here for it because I'm so addicted to the show and all the characters. And as I'm watching it, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like judging everyone, like which I like to do. And Tom and Ariana was just giving me so much to judge them off of. And then, of course, James and Raquel. Okay.
Does it sound like her voice is shaky every time she speaks?
She's it
like,
is.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, are you baby, nervous or what's going on?
A little baby lamb. And oh my gosh. So number one villain for me of this episode was Tom Sandoval.
Ooh.
Whatever.
Your fave.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling him, but James, he didn't do anything we weren't surprised of, but I just... It's like, come on, Raquel. We need to whip Raquel into shape before Women's History Month.
Yes. Agree.
Oh, poor.
I love it. You guys, we have some conflicting views tonight. I feel like the comments are going to be conflicting, too. This is really interesting. We touched on some big topics. It's like, no joke. I mean, Brittany's longtime pastor slash family friend has some very homophobic tweets. It's not even like something he believes. He's putting this information on the internet for all to see. I mean, the thing is, my first question is, how did this... like come about like 6 months later, like how did it resurface? Because these tweets have been online, and then everybody in the episode was talking about, oh, I knew about this like six months ago. So when and how did it resurface? Do we know?
I think that this one was recent, but there had been past times where she had picked up the rug and put it under. So
Got
now
it.
And that's what Sandoval was so mad about. He's like, why did you push all of it under the rug every other time? And then Lisa comes up and finally says it, and then y'all do something about it.
Right.
So like, I get where he's coming from, but maybe not at Peter's like birthday party, like where everyone's vibing.
No, maybe like go be in your happy relationship if you're so happy and mind your business. Like when you're really in love, you and your partner should be on the same page and you shouldn't want to entertain or start drama. And if you just really look at the conversation starters around the homophobia thing, Ariana brought it to Lisa. Mm-hmm. I hate to tell you this, but no, you don't hate to. You're actually happy to share the bad news. And then Tom at the damn bridal, birthday party. Mm-hmm. It's like, seriously? And then he's like, it's just a question. No, it's a rude, condescending, mind your damn business question.
Yeah.
And again, if you two are so happy, why do you have so much time to be in my business? Like, Tom, your girl's really going through something right now. Why don't you focus on her? Stop being so focused on pastor, whoever. I don't even know the pastor's name. They kept his name private, right?
They kept his name private. Archie, you've been shaking your head.
I mean,
let's hear it.
First of all, now you said that like they're so in love and all these things. So like, why focus on this when you need to entertain your own relationship? They've been in their situation for a long time, so their friends are very close to them. So when these things surface and they're being tagged as well, they're going to address it. So I don't feel like their love or their relationship has anything to do with it. But when he was bringing up the question at the birthday party of the pirate, he was doing what he. Like what he had to do. I don't see anything wrong. Yes. As a friend, you're like, okay, it is a little weird that you kept sweeping it under the rug. So I just want to know, like, why all of a sudden now? Like, what was the last straw? Why was it Lisa? Why did it take these things? I don't feel they were blowing it out of proportion. They're like, you're so rude. You're out of the wedding now. That sounds asinine to me.
Mm. No. I mean, I don't think you should be out of the wedding, but I don't understand why this night. Why, like, it, also, did you call him?
Did you say pirate party?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was funny. Oh, I was like, oh, my God, did he make a pirate joke about
me?
Like, him? Oh, he should have had a pirate come to his party, like.
She had princesses in hers. Oh, my God.
Anyways.
Seriously.
I'm just not a fan of Sandoval as a whole this season. Mm-hmm. He's just, like, it's like he is bored or something at home. Like, you're saying, like, that he just seems like he's getting into everybody's business, and yes. That's just what it seems like. And I get that you have this question, but then, like, ask another night. Text him another time. Like, why? I mean, and it's because the cameras are there, and he's like,
They don't see each other that much, though.
We all know what it is.
They don't see each other that much.
Do we have to say it?
Oh, what is it?
Sandoval and Ariana are both backed up. And they need to release some tension.
They need to poop.
They don't. That was discussed seasons ago that they don't canoodle.
What do you mean by backed up?
Maybe not like at all, but
poop or sex?
No. Sex.
Sex.
Okay, but maybe sorry. Poop. Maybe they do need to poop. I'm talking about sex. I'm saying that we know that Ariana doesn't really she's not really into sex like that. Okay. That's been admitted.
Okay, that's her thing.
When you're okay. But when you have time to be it up in everyone else's business, like, you need to take a load off.
I feel like his left and right hand are pretty busy, but I do feel like this is something that needed to be addressed.
Takes me for a right-hander. Okay.
I feel like I'm always in the middle, but I truly try to see, like, every side. I do understand why it would affect Ariana and or Tom so much, especially Ariana is bisexual, so right. It's right. Like, you know, that. How am I going to come to your wedding when the person officiating it does not support me or my lifestyle as a person?
Don't make it about you, girl. It's not about you.
I know.
This
but
is true,
like,
but everything
I'm
that they represent in their community, me. They, like, stand, you know? It's, like, a little weird.
You know, it is true because Brittany is, it feels like she's a little bit of a people pleaser. She wants to keep the family and the friends back mm-hmm. home, like, everyone happy, and then she wants to keep her L.A. friends happy too. Like she said, she's in LA and in her mind is like a little bubble. And
yeah.
Where she's Kentucky. From, it's not like that. Kentucky. It's,
yeah.
And I do agree, like, it should have been talked about. I don't know why Ariana and Tom waited so long. Because mm-hmm. they've been talking to everybody else
right.
about it.
Right.
It's weird.
But they're saying, oh, we're walking around on eggshells with Jackson Brittany. But then all of a sudden, once they've already addressed the situation, then it's like, well, it's already addressed. So, but maybe if it was still bothering them, mm-hmm. don't do it at Peter's birthday. Which, by the way, I didn't even realize that was Peter's birthday party.
Because we didn't see him.
Yeah. I thought it was a random,
he
like,
walked in,
batting
I think.
Night.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I will say that when they were talking about it after Lisa gave them a call, and I think they were sitting at the gym when they, you know, did mm-hmm. a little session to get snatched for the wedding. Jax had said that basically, that now that this was out, he felt like he needed to do something about it. Like, again, like, implying that he should have, like, what did he say? Something about a cow. He's like, I don't care what your views are. If you want to do whatever with a cow, keep that to yourself.
Loved that.
So although he feels this way internally and has these viewpoints, just because he didn't vocalize it and voice it, that means it's okay to be, you know, in your situation.
No, you did not, right?
I was like, wait, what just happened?
Moo.
Moo!
Listen.
I get what you're saying, Archie, and I do agree. I feel like Jax and Brittany, they didn't really, like, care at the end of the day, which is kind of sad, because this person is bringing you as man and wife, and their beliefs, I mean, although it's their beliefs, they're the person, they're, you know, this is your church, or Brittany's church, and this is a big moment, and the person representing that moment for you has such radical and horrible, in my opinion, views.
And if they think like that, that's okay. Like, that is okay. Right? I grew up in the church, and I'm also gay. But, like, if you think like that, that's okay. But also, your view should be aligned with the people or, you know, that you're marrying, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
The other thing is that they had already fired him and moved on, and then they go and bring it back up. It's not an issue anymore. Why do you need to bring it back up?
Because she's your friend, offended. I want to know. I'm a nosy friend.
No, shut up.
If you were so nosy, you should have asked me like a month ago when we were addressing that.
And if you're a good friend, just fired him. You're gonna confront the issue differently than how Sandoval went about it.
I feel like he did. They were alone at the little bar. You know, hey, bro.
No, it was very
I think Sandoval knew Jax was going to blow up.
He knew Jax was going to blow up. There's drinks involved.
Everyone's partying. That wasn't the time and place.
And then we go back and Brittany's crying.
Brittany's crying.
For no reason.
And to your point about, like, Jax and Brittany not caring, do you guys remember, like, Stassi basically called them dumb in the nicest way by saying, they don't really think much. Like, wait, what are you trying to imply?
But we all kind of get what she's saying. I was like, oh, but I get it.
Yes.
Like, they asked him, like, oh, you know, you made these comments. And he's like, no, I'm not homophobic. Oh, thank God. He said he's not homophobic.
Right.
And then that's good enough.
But it's like, come on.
Right.
And we can only imagine what Brittany is faced with when she goes back home, when it's like you're living in LA, a big city with all kinds of people, super liberal views, and then you go back to Kentucky and it could be a whole different kind of conversation, and she probably might have to mask that. And we see the kind of person Brittany is. She is a very timid person, hence her being able to deal with Jax. Mm-hmm. And so we're not really expecting her to be as confrontational as the way Ariana, and we get it, Ari, we completely understand, but it's like you can't expect someone to react the way you want them to react. Mm-hmm. Especially if this is her pastor growing up, the same way if you had a family member, like, come on now. We all got grandmas, great-grandmas who was racist AF, and we still love them. Those are our grandparents. Like, they just grew up in a different time, so they have different views. So it's the same thing with
her. Racist grandparents.
My Puerto Rican grandfather does not look at me as a black woman. He doesn't look at any of his grandkids as black. To him, we're Puerto Rican, and he says horrible things about black people.
Oh,
and it's like, what?
Oh, no, sir.
I get you on the racism thing. Yeah. My parents are from two different villages. Same country, same city, two
villages?
Different villages.
Where was this
and
at?
In Iraq.
Oh, my God.
And it was a huge thing when they got married. Like, I get it.
Okay. And we still love our family.
She's trying maybe also to please her side of the family.
Right.
Because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors with her family.
Because her mom was confused.
We saw that mom's face when she was like, you okay with Lance Bass doing my wedding? And her mom's like,
Or how about the time when the comedy show and they were saying all the gay jokes about Jax
and then the she mom had to talk with him about it and be like, now,
ding ding ding,
did you? And he's like, no,
exactly.
We
know what kind of family Brittany comes from, so it's like, come on, you can't sit here and hold her to these super liberal standards when it's like she didn't grow up that way,
for sure. Yeah. But that's the life that she leads and chooses now,
right.
She's stuck in the middle a little bit.
Right.
I get it. Mm-hmm.
And that's why they kind of probably just want to be left alone, and they're constantly being judged by everything as we sit here and talk about all of them on a panel.
Shout out to my boo Lance Bass for saving the day.
Lance Bass saved the day.
He came through.
Yes. Speaking about shout outs, we want you guys to go onto iTunes, maybe give us like a 5-star review, maybe leave a comment, because we'll like maybe definitely like read it, because we've got some today. Mm-hmm. And we love you. and because of you, we can sit up here and talk as the ESPN of TV Talk. And look at these hand signs we're getting from Archie today. I mean, they're stunning. Yes. So, yeah, you guys, thank you so much for supporting us. We really, really appreciate it. And give us some of those comments, Revets. What are they saying?
We do. Oh, my gosh, guys. We got 4 5-star ratings this week.
Four.
Thanks to you guys.
That's what's up.
I'm so happy. These make me happy every single week.
They truly make our whole week. You have no idea. Let me read them. So first, LR1926 says, amazing. This podcast always puts me in a good mood. Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And AO3434 says, 5 stars. Great show. My wife got me hooked on this show. Oh. Most of the time spent watching me and my wife doing our best to... Sheena impressions. Glad I can listen to you guys on my way into work. Keep it up.
Love it.
Jenny from the 305 says, best squad. You guys are the best. I died during the whole Katie knitting conversation.
Oh my God.
So did we. And Tyra WR _ says, hilarious. These hosts are hilarious and I'm excited for every new episode they do. Whole group has incredible chemistry with each other and I can safely say they're some of the funniest people I've ever heard in a podcast format.
Oh my God.
That's so sweet. Aww, and shout out to Elizabeth Hart, who last week's show, she wrote a comment on the YouTube and said, I like the girl with the black hair, and I'm glad you did. The girl
that's
with the
so
black
sweet.
Hair. I know why, and I get it. And it was so nice and thoughtful. I think that is a new millennium way of...
Yeah.
Don't let you come in here with red hair next week.
Seriously, this is just the 5-star ratings. Like, we go through and read the comments too, and they're just so nice and so insightful. And you guys tell us your opinions, and we love it all. And thank you.
Vanderpump Rules.
I know we're all gonna cry about this later. Yeah. Okay, moving on. So, speaking of crying and cute stuff, we got a princess bridal shower.
Yes. Lord, what was that about?
Who was your favorite princess tonight?
It was Ariel. She was the most fun of all. Wait, are we talking about the actual princess that came in the room? Because I was judging the actual princesses.
Oh my God.
Because some of the princesses were better than the others, and like Ariel had a lot of personality, so I was really digging her.
I thought you were
shower.
Saying Ariel because you look like Ariel.
Aww. The compliment that just keeps on giving, girl.
You guys are nice to us, and we're nice to each other.
I did not know I had mermaid vibes.
Bye.
Anyway,
Archie.
Okay.
We match today. You have to like me, okay?
We're matching. Come on. You're on the same page.
Yes, we are.
But I love the princesses. I know that everybody crapped on it, but, like, that's what she likes.
That's
so
what
let
she
her
likes.
Do
let
it.
Her do what she wants. It's her wedding. I did think her getting super emotional.
It was freaky.
It just showed, like, wow, the reason you're having this kind of party is because on the inside you really are an 8-year-old girl.
No, no. She explained why she likes the princesses because they always come out on top and they teach good value. And they have a happy ending. Now you tell me you don't want
ending.
Those things.
That's true. That's true. I don't know if I'll get those things with Jax, but I believe in others' dreams.
Exactly.
So. I didn't like it. When she started crying at the end, she was just like, people are talking about me and my picture that I posted. I was like, ooh, I'm people. It was like, this looks childish.
Imagine, though, you're out there just living your best, and you're like, I love this. This is so cute. I had so much fun. And you share it with the people that you watch the show with, and then they crap all over it. It's like, imagine if you were just out there living, and you say that it won't affect you, but when it is just coming in, you're like, why can't these people who are watching me on the show just be nice and not comment this mean stuff? Because sometimes I get comments, and I'm like, you could have kept that to yourself.
Right, that's true.
And that, I think that, and it's overwhelming, and plus the pastor stuff, and then you got the princess stuff.
You
it's
get
just,
emotional.
It's
and your wedding's coming up, and it's just like, God, like, you're just super emotional, and it's like, you know, so we're seeing her cry every episode.
Right.
This season.
Shocking it's not Sheena for once, but.
Oh my God.
Sheena was sitting by herself to the side.
I'm
I love
raising
it.
My eggs.
She's,
I literally, what did I say?
Freezing my eggs. And what did I say last week? You're not drinking when you're freezing your eggs, but she used that as an excuse last week as to why she was so emotional, and she said, I need a shot. But you're freezing your eggs. But this week, it's like, I'm not drinking. I'm freezing my eggs.
Maybe it's like,
she picks and chooses her battles.
Better results if you don't freeze them. So maybe she's like,
one shot.
It'll be fine. Like, I'll just, it'll be, it'll we'll harvest them.
I don't think you're supposed to drink.
Maybe I'll get pregnant.
I don't know. I really felt for Brittany. I mean, look, we read these 5-star reviews every week, and how good do they make us feel?
Exactly.
Yes,
and when we
that's
get like
true.
A bad review, like how bad
oh
does
my
that
gosh.
Make you feel?
I'm always ready to argue with people
imagine
in the comments.
A million of them.
It hurts. Imagine that on such a larger scale.
Exactly.
It hurts. It's funny that it's about, like, princesses, and that's what makes it funny, but at the core of it, no matter what, I get made fun of for liking Taylor Swift and wearing her merch. You know what I mean? I'm 27. But
yeah,
I don't care.
I go to Disneyland all the time. I would kill to have princess. If my friends hired princesses to come into a party, I'd be like, that's cute.
You're a good
thank
friend.
You. Like, and she didn't invite those princesses herself.
Okay, fingers.
You guys, these two are like brother and sister. It's adorable.
Next, I'm just going to mollywop you right here on camera.
So while we're at the bridal shower, though, Kristen confronts Katie for like 2 seconds. Mm. What was that about?
She was saying, mm-hmm. are we just going to act like last week didn't happen and we're just kind of pretend like we're friends? And then Katie said, yeah. And that kind of pissed off Kristen. So she was like, ah! And then she got up and walked away, and then that was the end of that.
But she said, are you doing what I'm doing? And we're brushing it, like, under the rug or whatever?
I think she was hoping Katie was going to be like, no,
let's talk about it.
But then she didn't, so she was like, ah, and then got up.
I heard it as, like, are we brushing this? Like, can we just be normal? And, like,
no,
that wasn't it.
Mm-mm. Right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
That, wait, me or her?
No, you're right.
Oh, he's Katie. Looking at
okay, yeah. I know. I don't know.
No, baby cakes is right.
Like, baby you cakes. Are right, yeah. And I'm like, me?
I'm right?
But, I mean, I agree with Katie. Like, that's how it should have been. Like, we don't need to rehash this. We go through it every single week. Yeah. You know how I feel. I know how you feel. Let's just move on. We have to work together, and we're still kind of sort of friends maybe on a different day. I don't know.
Maybe. Right. Maybe on Thursdays. Today's Wednesday. I found it hilarious when they were joking about what their wedding song was going to be.
Oh, gosh, oh, Bo, sweetie.
You're still and the one. It turned out to be, and he's like, no, that's the song we're doing. Like, is that not the worst?
when you make those jokes. Right. Oh, yes.
It's like you're calling me like, oh, I'm like, what are you going to wear today? I'm like, you're not going to wear a yellow shirt, right?
Bitch,
it's like, damn. Like, that, and I get it, though, because it's like, that's pretty cheesy. And
it's so cute. Ugh,
I think they should have just waited until the wedding. Like, don't share these things if you know people are going to crap on them. Like that photo that she's crying over that people that she posted. She should have just kept it to herself because she knows it was crazy.
No, it's not crazy. It is cute.
It's what she likes.
Yeah, it is what she likes. People have weird themes.
They do.
Way weirder themes than that. That was just a princess thing. That's more normal than some other bridal shower themes we've probably seen of bondage and craziness.
Oh, is that what bridal showers are you going soon, right? to? Can I get you to a bondage?
All right.
I'm down. I'll bring the BDSM princesses.
Who's doing a bondage bridal shower?
What?
I'll wrap Katie
next
up
time,
and
next we'll time. Lube up for my leather. You gotta like lube up to get into that playtex
stuff. Why do you know
it's
that?
It's so hard. Well, because I've done it.
It's not bad.
But it's so hard to get into them.
So you've done bondage?
No. Well, okay. Well, girl, okay, we need to show, go get drinks.
Hey, here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are.
Looks like we made it.
Good.
You are making my ugly, disgusting laugh.
Oh my
I'm like,
god!
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that was good.
I genuinely apologize.
That was good.
I don't think that's that weird of a song to have as your first song because it's like, oh, you're dancing.
I get it. It's just it was hilarious that.
It was like the topic of conversation.
Right. It was like, what? Like,
and then he kept going. He kept being like, oh, so it's a no, but really, are you?
Are you
really doing it? And he's like, yes, that's what I'm doing. He's like, no, but wait, are you?
You're serious?
You're actually doing that? Are you kidding? Are you doing that? What? What? And it's like, dude, we said yes, Bo. Shh.
But again, get over it. Who was the one that was dragging it? Like, no, really?
Chef Boyardee.
It was a cute
Sandoval.
Damn it!
No, I refuse to say his name in that negative connotation.
They are the negative Nancys of this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know who didn't come to the party, though?
Ooh.
Raquel!
Oh, no.
You guys, she wanted to go to that party.
You saw it in her face. She did. You saw it in her face. He was like, you're not going to go, right?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Okay, go.
That was a very toxic conversation. It was very manipulative.
But do you wanna go?
On a serious note. It was very manipulative.
It was very Ike and Tina 2020. Like, it's like, Raquel, blink if you're okay. Please.
Yeah, it was funny to watch, but I agree, Archie. It was so manipulative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, I get where he's... okay.
Yeah.
I'm not about to defend him. Okay. Wait. I'm not. But I am a little. Because it's like, I get where he's coming from, where you don't want your significant other to go to stuff, where blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way he went about that was all sorts of wrong.
Wait,
like,
can we back up? to the conversation. Well, I know I told you to come watch my set, but if you were supposed to be there, then you should have did, and so that's your fault.
But I would have been mad if you did.
Like,
yeah, he's just all over the place.
Took no responsibility for the fact that he is the reason that she got into trouble.
And I'm just being honest, like, because sometimes I wonder, I'm like, is he doing that for the cameras? Do they tell him to take this approach? Because I just can't imagine that you're really like this. I want to hope that you're not really like this, that you don't really talk to your girl like this or anyone. But at the same time, it's like all these seasons, like, no, this is who you are. Mm-hmm. You've seen his mom. It's like, I can only imagine how she would emotionally manipulate him as a child to where he grew up thinking that those things were normal.
Right. Well, I think with Raquel, when you are in that type of relationship, you don't always know that it's, like, happening to you. Because I've been in a terrible situation where I was gaslit and manipulated, and I didn't know. I was just like, oh, this is a part of a relationship. But, like, no, it's not. Yeah. And maybe she just doesn't know that because she's sweet little Bambi.
But she's on TV, and we should probably take to the comments like people were doing with Brittany and let her know what's up.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Like have you didn't when you were in that situation, you didn't have a camera in your face to watch it back.
True,
like,
right?
I hope she gets out of that, honestly.
I hope so, too, because it's so sad. It's so sad to watch. Like, for any woman watching this, it's like, you don't want to see that. And it's like, poor Raquel.
And she even had to say at the end, like, and I could go if I want to. Or he's like, and you can do whatever you want. She's like, yeah, I know. But then she, like, looks down. Because, like, girl,
She's
not. Because if you did do what you wanted to do, you would have gone to the pirate party.
Because that's why she says she has to, like, she feels like she has to babysit, what is his name? James.
Okay.
Yeah. She feels like she has to babysit him. Yeah. Like, that's why she missed her shift. Like, all these things. She just walks on eggshells around this man.
And you can tell he has her wrapped. Even if another guy came around, he wouldn't even have a chance because she has to get herself out of, like, mentally, emotionally, physically out of that situation before she would ever be ready to even have a conversation with another guy. You can tell she's wrapped in it.
I'm hoping she finds her voice at some point this season, hopefully, against James.
Yes.
Like, I love James, but bro,
I think she's just, because speaking from experience, you just want to avoid any sort of fight or argument. So it's like, no, I don't want to go. Like, it's fine. Like, it's not even worth it, even if I do want to go. Like, no, cool, babe. I'm fine. I don't want to go.
Yeah. So just because you know what the
it's sad.
What the explosion will be if you do want to go and it's no fun.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But on a happy note,
yes.
Max and Dana are officially official.
Are they?
You tell me.
Does anyone care? Do we care at all?
You care?
Do you care?
I told you I like them.
Why, girl? Give me your reasons.
I feel like they are the new age Jackson Stassi. And
what?
Yeah.
You know how that ended, right?
Yeah. But at least it happened.
You set them up for failure. Okay.
So I'm rooting for them because, look, I'm in love. I believe in love. Aww. And it's a challenge. And it's really, sometimes it's two of the most difficult people that are able to tame each other. And I think, you know, you see Max, he's a player boy. And Dana, you can see she's like a tough chick. Like, she doesn't take no mess. And you could tell she could be with any guy she wants or whatever. So
Our woman.
Bisexual. Okay. With those nips out. And I just like seeing two people like that decide, like, you know what, let's be exclusive. Like, not, like, put their pride to the side and really be like, yo, let's do this. Like, I'm really feeling you. You really feeling me. Like, I want you. Like, I remember when my man, when we started, made it, like, boyfriend-girlfriend official, he just told me. He's like, okay, you're my girlfriend now. Because I can't talk to other girls. Everyone knows I talk to you. So you're my girlfriend now. And it's like, you know, like, and you see Max is a little awkward with it. But he's like, well, let's just make it exclusive because it's awkward for a guy to kind of approach that. So I just think it's so cute and I'm here for it and I really am.
He said, I guess
we can make it exclusive.
And then
he did say, I guess.
They make it all exclusive and then they go, you want to go to the bed? So then they go to the bed and they both get undressed next to it
themselves.
And they meet in the middle.
That was so scripted. I didn't like that.
That was weird.
Yes.
Oh. That was weird.
Because who does?
Nobody does that.
It's weird.
I was like,
and if
y'all,
that's how they do that, they don't need to be together.
Right.
I know that you're rooting for them, but I don't give it 2 months.
I'm rooting for love. I don't know if they're
there.
For
you
each
get
other.
Undressed over here. We'll meet here.
Like, no.
I think it's time to give out our pumptinis for the night.
Yes. I wrote note.
Our favorite part. We're so sorry. We ran out of time last week. We had so much to talk about. Oh, my God. But this week, we're giving out pumptinis. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go first?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want my first choice or my second choice?
The second.
Okay. Then Bambi. I feel like Miss Raquel deserves a drink after the way that she was spoken to, or a drink to throw in his face, if, you know? Mm. So maybe something. I don't know.
I like that. Your first
Raquel.
Choice.
Yeah. Well, no, because it'll be somebody else's. That's why I did two.
Oh,
so that I don't, like, take up someone else's.
Oh, I got it. I thought you were going to give us your two options. I was ready for it.
No. Okay, it was Brittany. It was Brittany.
Oh,
yeah. Because she'd be crying. She'd be crying over the princesses. And, girl, I love princesses. And I get it. People make fun of me for having stuffed animals on my bed. So it's a thing. I think I need to take them off, though. I think it's too creepy. But we'll talk about it after the show.
Archie?
You know what? I'm actually going to give my
pumptini
because I'm going to give it to Lisa Vanderpump because she deals with these people all day.
Mm-hmm.
But she brought back up the pastor thing to nip it in the bud.
That's right.
The bud.
The bud. The butt, as I learned.
That's
tonight.
What Jack said. He was like, we'll nip it in the butt. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, not
the butt, though. Why are you nipping the butt?
Jerusalem, who's your pumptini?
My pumptini actually is going to Lala because she had my favorite line of the night about admitting that, okay, I chopped your cookie in the back.
Yeah.
Let me burst into flames.
Cookies are good, though.
That was funny.
So, Lala gets my pumptini just for always being the realist.
I love it.
You wouldn't like that type of cookie.
I know. Stassi gets my pumptini because, you know, you could tell how corny she thought the whole thing was, but she brought the princesses.
Yes.
She knows that's what her friend likes.
Yes.
She did that being a good friend to Brittany.
Yes.
Absolute.
Yay, pumptinis. Comment down below who your pumptinis
you are.
You
are so much shade.
Archie.
You're like, people didn't like it. I'm the people.
I'm ordering princesses to your home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
right.
Gonna block
it's that. Time for some news, Jerusalem.
Oh, my God. I am super, super, super excited. All right. So, the first news story, because I have this.
Ooh.
So, the first story, and we were literally just talking about it, turns out Dana and Max are no longer exclusive.
Knew it.
So, that only lasted probably...
You just preached on this love journey.
No, but like I said, they're the new Jackson Stassi. How many times did Jackson Stassi break up? So, according to Dana, he and I have been through a lot in the last 6 months or so, and right now we're co-workers, and that's it.
Period.
Period, poo.
Is that weird?
You know, you were trying to get Dana on the show, guys, so flood her Instagram.
Yes!
Okay? Let her know. Tell her to come on the show. Maybe she can tell us about it.
Come on, Dana girl, because you got time to be on Instagram Live. That goes into our next story. She was on Instagram. Well, she was doing the whole question Q&A thing on Instagram, and trolls were saying that she needs a nose job.
Oh, my God. These people are so mean.
No. Seriously, look at her nose.
Her nose looks actually fine.
Okay, I don't see. If she needs a nose job, I need a nose job, and I don't need
Same.
A nose job.
So don't tell people if they need a nose job. Keep it to yourself.
So she responded and said, all the trolls who keep saying that I need a nose job, just like go ahead and she said, I might get a nose job someday and not anytime soon, and certainly not because you're suggesting it from an ugly place. I am praying for you because you're clearly effing miserable, and no one who's really happy is talking to other people like that. That's the same thing I be saying about Sandoval and Ariana. You can't tell me that.
We should not be telling anyone they need any sort of plastic surgery. They can decide that for themselves.
Okay. And so our final story, the Toms, Lisa gave them the opening of business buzz. And so now they are set to open a grimy dive bar together.
Oh.
We're going to open a grimy dive bar together eventually. It's going to be really seedy.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Like dirty, dive bar-ish.
Duh, I get it. So, all right. New word. It's going to have lots of violations and claims, lawsuits, and nothing above a C grading.
We're going.
What?
See you there.
Sounds like a place I want to be.
Kind of like Trunks.
You guys need to take me there.
I cannot believe you haven't been to Trunks. We're going to Trunks. That's it for our news and gossip.
Tuesday.
She has a special edition.
See you next Tuesday is back at Sir Jane. The whole thing, it's happening tonight. If I wasn't here, I would be there.
Yes, you would.
If I didn't split my pants today, we would be going. Because you got on the coochie cutters today. We're all ready to go party.
Maybe next week.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
I think we need to do some quick predictions, other than obviously the fact that we're going to be at See You Next Tuesday. Predictions. Other predictions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Who wants to go first?
I will say that I predict, well, we can't say they're not going to be a relationship because we already know that. But I predict that Dana and Sheena will link up and collaborate over how trash Max is.
Ooh, we'd love to see that.
I think I'm going to freak out next week on what trash Max is. So stay tuned, because that comment about him to her when he was like, oh, we're not exclusive. You just said it on the couch before the awkward sex. What are you talking about?
Yeah. You don't want to miss next week.
No. I think the ladies are going to put a battery in Raquel's back, and she's going to come to James and going to be like, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. PCT, find out what it means to me.
I love that. I'm really excited to see Jax and Tom Sandoval just really going at each other. I think they'll make up at the end of the day, but they just need to blow up at each other. And I think Dana's going to lose her shit, and I can't wait to see it. But you can find me at RebettaSoro on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week.
At Jocelyn Ziva on Instagram, at JocelynZiva08 on Twitter.
Follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kates, and check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, follow me everywhere too at Archie J Speaks.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.